What about side effects and toxicity once you bring bevacizumab on board, and specifically the issue of hemoptysis? What do you say to patients? What do you do clinically? Are there situations that maybe in addition to the ones that you mentioned where you back off because of concerns or hemoptysis?
Well, I think hemoptysis is the biggest absolute contraindication to using the drug, and I think it's a contraindication if you had it before you started, and if you get it while you're on bevacizumab, I think you got to stop the bevacizumab right away. One of the predictive factors for pulmonary hemorrhage, one of the strongest ones, is certainly the existence of hemoptysis. So certainly, if a patient's had hemoptysis, they shouldn't get bevacizumab, and if they get hemoptysis while they're on it should be stopped. Now, there's two issues. One's a half-life, 20 days. So you got to watch them carefully if they develop hemoptysis when they're on it. Then the question is, what's hemoptysis? If a patient had 2 flecks of blood after a bronchoscopy, that's probably not hemoptysis. I don't know that there's any data about measuring it, but if people are aware that they've had hemoptysis on more than one occasion, I'm not anxious to give them bevacizumab.
What about hypertension? What have you observed there?
About 20% of the people need to be treated for their hypertension. I've never had a patient that I couldn't control the hypertension, but it's certainly common. It's one of the more common side effects, for sure.
Any other side effects that you've observed
Well, the
yourself?
proteinuria, but again, the proteinuria usually can be controlled, and I haven't had anybody who had renal impairment. A nephrologist asked me the other day if patients had had a renal biopsy and what they showed, and I couldn't answer that question.